Satan and his three. For the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. Revelation 12, verse 12b. It is for our faith a sometimes forgotten fact that Satan, as a created spirit, cannot separate himself from history. How the devil thinks, and if there is in his thinking and deciding a before and after, an earlier and a later, is something I do not want to deal with, because we do not know anything about that. Our own human knowledge and desires, all our actions with their before and after, are already a mystery to us. How then would we be able to give a structure to the thinking and deciding process of angels, the good and the evil ones, especially when we know that the created spirits, angels and devils, are not bound to a physical body in their thinking and imaginations as we are? And besides this, we know that the created angels are not dependent on time, as we are, nor think or decide temporarily. Just as we, for example, cannot imagine the thinking process of a man after he has been separated from this temporary life. Indeed, even the presumption of such a process is already questionable. So we should even more be on guard to assume a structure of decision-making, knowledge, and perception activities of angels and devils. Yet, the Bible has clearly revealed, also in the above-quoted text, that the thinking and making of decisions of the devil is not isolated from time and history. Indeed, it says even more. There is, according to Scripture in this passage, also an increase and decrease in the satanic activities. And that again is connected to the increase and decrease of history. One senses immediately that Scripture is not giving here a speech about the depth of Satan's capacity for thinking, but presents its mighty word of Revelation 12 from quite different considerations. These are not borrowed from the nature of the satanic personality, but from God's sovereign rule of history. The work of God passes through a history. God's work comes by way of a process to its initial and full development. That is why the no of Satan can only be put over against the yes of God. When God's work has entered history and has let itself be brought to a certain point of development. Here already it becomes visible, concrete and transparent that hell also, as center and prison of evil powers, passes through a history. This history runs parallel with that of heaven, and is also closely connected with the development of historical living here on earth. That this history runs parallel with the development of heaven finds again its cause not in a power which hell could develop from itself, but only from the powerful force by which God, who made the ancient connections, brings the objective redemptive history successively to its end. Thus it is that, according to Scripture, the same redemptive facts which are observed in heaven, serving as a discharge of powers in the spiritual world and stirring on the development of heaven, are also observed in the same tempo and intensity in hell. Thus, there was great tension in hell, at the days of the flood, at Israel's journeys at the beginning of the written revelation of God in the world, with Moses. As the separation of the rest, according to election, of Israel, the new messianic congregation, the struggle of spirits before the throne of Persia at the time of Daniel. There was tension, trembling, movement and stirring in the congregation of hell at the arrival of Christ in the flesh, Revelation 12, at his crucifixion, during his public works, the healing of demon-possessed people, at his ascension, 1 Peter 3 and again Revelation 12. Redemptive history forces the congregation of hell from day to day. The devils tremble in great anger, knowing that they have little time left. They know that the thermometer rises, that the great day of the Lord advances steadily to its last hour. To know this well gives us great comfort. For when the Antichrist is coming, and he is already on his way, this will be evidence of faith that Satan is very angry, and that he knows that his time is short, and that not only from heaven, but also from hell, energies come to earth, which by their functioning give evidence again and again, if we believe, that history is Christological, that the history of Christ also makes the history of Antichrist, hell, and the devil. We celebrated Easter and move on to Ascension. Everywhere we see proof of it, especially in the camp of the Great Opposition.